This is 7AD, and it's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy, and actually it's our first one for the year. Welcome back, mate.
How you going, Darren?
Very well. So we're doing it over the phone because we've got the no-visitor policy in the studio at the moment, but hopefully it won't be too long before you can get in here and have a face-to-face.
It's all fair enough, mate. Better safe than sorry.
Right, so we're going to have a general yarn about supply, demand and price this morning. Let's start off with solar.
That's right, mate. So demand is still very strong for solar power and solar hot water products and tons of general electrical work as well, just with all the building booms and reno boom and all the rest of it, it's to be expected. So demand is definitely not the issue, but supply might be. For the first time since the pandemic, COVID is really hitting our supply lines. And it's not just the electrical industry, it's nearly every industry. Omicron has hit the globe hard, and not much product is moving in or out or even around Australia at the moment. Product release dates keep getting moved forward, and products seem to be in transit for an interminable amount of time these days. So prices have also started to rise, and you may have heard inflation is running at 2.5%. And I think this is giving a false figure of where inflation is really at. Inflation seems to be running at different levels in different sectors of the economy. Any products that are trades or building related have gone through the roof, and it's largely like this country's own fault as we've become the world's sandpit for raw materials and we just don't make anything anymore. And so instead of making stuff out of our own raw materials, we send it away and we buy it back as completed products.
Yeah.
So that's a problem. Traditionally, we always talk about how solar systems just keep getting cheaper and cheaper. Like every year we're sort of, the prices have dropped and this has happened. Well, then they seem to be at dawn. So I have clients waiting for battery prices to drop so they can purchase one for their existing solar system, as they believe prices will come down much like solar power prices did.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not going to happen, Darren, at least not anytime soon.
Unless we start making our own panels and batteries.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Commodity prices all around the world are on the way up. Panel prices for the first time in 14 years in the industry are on the way up. Our new battery prices for 2022 are around $1,000 per unit more than last year. That's a 20% increase, and it hasn't stopped there. The battery revolution is, well, it's not slowed down in demand. It's definitely going to become more expensive to get into. And there's probably the main reason, I think, other than COVID, is the rise of electric vehicles. And that's what's really hurting home battery storage. That's where we're seeing the greatest rises in batteries. We can see a lot of major car manufacturers around the world push harder and harder into electric vehicles. And in some cases, some manufacturers are dumping their entire internal combustion engine manufacturing capacity for battery-powered vehicles.
Yeah, Volvo for one example.
Yep. Price for raw materials needed for a battery manufacturer is going to go up due to the growth in demand for them. Yeah. It's just there's only X amount of lithium or cobalt or all these other things that are used in battery manufacture coming out of the ground at any given time,
yeah.
And they're in greater demand. All is not lost, though. Maybe the home battery we end up with may have wheels on it.
All right.
Yeah, so this is just anecdotal, but the amount of people looking for a solar system that can charge the electric car they're planning on purchasing, this is sometime in the future, has gone from, look, once in a blue moon to two or three times a week, Darren. So people are thinking about it and making plans to head in this direction. And it sort of makes sense. When we can see each kilowatt hour from our solar that we pump into our electric car, and this is using very conservative math here, it's worth around $1.13 per kilowatt hour if we can take into consideration the petrol we were not buying.
Right.
So your excess solar at the moment, if you sell it to the grid, it's only worth 6.5 cents per kilowatt hour or unit. You dump it into your car, it's worth $1.13 of equivalent value. So people are doing the math. $17 per 100 kilometres is using petrol at the moment. That's, you know, it's $1.70 a litre. And it really, it's about $1.83, I think, now.
In some places, even higher.
Yeah. The same thing for 100 kilometres in your electric vehicle, buying electricity from the grid, and that's during off-peak, it would cost you $2.25 to travel that 100 kilometres. That's a big difference.
Sure.
Or $0 if you charge the system from your home or your business solar.
Right.
Now, if you were to typically travel 20,000 kilometres per year, and that's very conservative. Like, I know people who travel over 50,000. But that would be $3,400 per year in petrol, or $450 per year in electricity if you bought it during off-peak rates, or $0 per year if you could utilise your solar. The same amount of energy sold back to the grid is only worth $195. So you're turning $195 worth of exported power into $3,400 worth of petrol you never bought. More money in your pocket, not giving away your excess energy for 6.5 cents, and the payback on your solar is phenomenal when we look at diesel and petrol you haven't bought. So I thought it'd be a good place to start power savers for 2022, as beginning to change our mindset from wanting a battery on the wall to a battery with wheels hanging off it sitting in our garage. COVID isn't over yet. Getting your energy costs and needs under control has never been more important. And if you're waiting for things to get cheaper before you make the jump, don't, because they're not going to. Prices are heading the other way. So if you've been thinking about it, now's the time to actually do something about it. There's talking about, you know, even backing up the grid in certain areas with batteries.
Yeah.
You know, that all increases the demand. So it just pushes the prices up. It's not going to get cheaper anytime soon. It's only going to get dearer.
All right. DMS Energy, your leading renewable energy suppliers across the northwest coast, and you'll find them at 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton, which is just out of Sprayton as you head towards Sheffield on the right-hand side. It's the blue building. It's got lots of solar on the roof. And you can call them on what number?
And you can call us on 1300 502 599. Or look at our website. So it's all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, or find us on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you.
Or even if you just want general electric work, PowerPoints installed around the house, you'll do that as well.
We certainly will.
Love your work, mate. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Darren.